With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says it was nothing short of a phenomenal victory, referring to congressional approval of his spending and tax cut bill, which he plans to sign today. Congressional Republicans did overcome numerous obstacles, many setbacks, in approving the landmark legislation.
President Trump telling reporters,
"It's going to make this country into a rocket ship."
Congressman Chip Roy was one of the reluctant GOP deficit hawks.
"I would have liked to have gotten more, let's be clear, but it's a good bill overall in terms of what it does on tax policy, spending."
"Obviously, it's a big deal."
Democratic Representative Benny Thompson.
"But when people start getting kicked out of nursing homes and things like that, that's when you're going to feel it."
President Trump's planning a 4th of July signing ceremony. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It is the 4th of July, and one special lady in Michigan celebrating more than America's birthday.
Michigan's oldest resident and third oldest in the U.S. turns 114 years old today. Miss Benita Gibson credits her longevity to eating potatoes, which she and her husband farmed, and staying positive. Born in Kansas, Miss Gibson grew up in Missouri and then later moved to Idaho. When she was 102, she moved to Michigan, where her grandson lives. This year, she plans to celebrate her birthday and America's birthday at a local 4th of July parade. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Hamas says it's discussing the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal with other Palestinian groups and will give its response once those talks have wrapped up. It's a proposed two-month truce, which President Trump says Israel has already accepted. With gas prices much lower than where they were a year ago, AAA predicting record travel by Americans over the long July 4th holiday weekend. Wall Street is closed in honor of the nation's birthday, the market taking something of a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. This is SRN News. New poll charts attitudes about transgenderism among America's religious people.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 91% of white evangelicals say a man cannot turn into a woman and a woman cannot turn into a man. 79% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 71% of black Protestants, 68% of white mainline Protestants, and 69% of white Catholics. However, a majority of Jewish Americans and the religiously unaffiliated believe a person can change their gender. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hong Kong's government is proposing a registration system that would recognize same-sex partnerships formed overseas, granting such couples more rights in the city. In a document submitted to the legislature, the government says the system would allow registration for gay couples who have married, formed civil partnerships, or civil unions overseas, provided these relationships were legally recognized. This is SRN News. As millions of Americans prepare to celebrate this 4th of July holiday weekend, authorities across the country are on alert for potential lone wolf attacks.
Ongoing global conflicts, as well as possible copycats, have prompted notice from federal law enforcement agencies urging the public to stay vigilant. Federal agencies across the country are telling people to be aware, with the most concern about a lone wolf-style attack during this 4th of July holiday weekend. With the holiday falling on Friday, a lot of folks have taken time off already. Officials emphasize there are currently no specific credible threats, and they're just asking people to stay vigilant, and if they see something, say something. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Florida's alligator Alcatraz now officially open for business. Several hundred migrants have arrived at that detention center for criminal illegal aliens, located deep in the heart of the Florida Everglades, surrounded by miles and miles of gator and snake-infested swampland. More details, SRNNews.com.